Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chris James. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The DH, Luis Medina. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Luis Lopez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric King. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The right fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mark Guthrie. And now, play ball. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fermin hits a line drive beyond second. Newman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. James moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack hits a line drive for a single. Gladden moves to second. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gladden moves to third. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gladden tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Medina strikes out. One out. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lopez hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Lopez moves to second. Turner Ward, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ward takes first base on ball four. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Mike Huff, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Huff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Huff hits a line drive to center field. Puckett throws towards third. Pagliarulo fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pagliarulo. Lopez scores. Ward goes all the way around to score. Huff moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Furman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Huff scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gagne takes first base on ball four. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Newman takes first base on ball four. Gagne moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gladden is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gladden hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Gladden moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Abbott now pitching. Chris James is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Medina is 0-for-1 in the game. Medina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up beyond short. Furman can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Mack scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Davis moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Huff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gagne hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lopez juggles the ball. That's an error on Lopez. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gladden hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Furman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lopez fields the ball and throws to King covering. Safe. Puckett moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper is hit by the pitch. Puckett moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pagliarulo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Huff. Pagliarulo reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. Harbeck scores. Harper goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Twins. Sergio Valdez now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Medina is 0-for-2 in the game. Medina hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Medina moves to second. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward bunts towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. Medina moves to third. Lopez moves to second. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Huff hits a fly ball into right field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Mack moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a line drive into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gladden tags and scores. Mack tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-4, Twins. Efren Valdez now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Firmin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Firmin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Firmin. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Firmin steals second. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Firmin moves to third. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-2. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Firmin scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Twins. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos pinch hits for Mike Pagliarulo. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Laos hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gagne bunts towards the mound. Valdez fields it and throws to first for the out. Laos moves to second. One out. Mike Walker now pitching. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Laos moves to third. Two outs. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mack is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Laos is now playing third base. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Medina is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Medina hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Leach covering, for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Leach covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive for a single. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a ball on the ground for a single. Harbeck moves to third. Harper moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Huff is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Furman hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mac. Furman reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 4 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Furman moves to third. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a fly ball into right field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.